Philadelphia Thayer Schools. And good morning, Ms. Woods.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, what a great day to come back from spring break.
Hey, I'm glad we were on spring break last week.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and we really thought there might be some road issues this morning, but the wind kind of saved us last night.
Yep, I was up at 4:30 running 142 and in town this morning checking the roads. So.
And everything was good.
Everything was good.
All right, so what is it that you want to talk about today? Because I know there are several issues, and maybe you just want to get into one now, maybe another one later.
Yeah, I was wanting to just be transparent to the public about one of the things that we've started up at school.
Okay.
This last year, I've started trying to figure out a way to bring in some more revenue, you know, to the school district. I'm worried about what's going on at Jefferson City, I think, which all small communities should be worried right now. But just trying to figure out a way to bring some revenue in. I'm on a task force with the governor to recreate the budget, like how we're paid out.
Okay.
And I've been on that funding task force this last year, and it's been eye-opening, to say the least, but change is coming. And I just want to make sure that we're protected at Thayer.
And it's not necessarily change for the better for everybody.
No, it is not change for the better. I think that our government, I think the Missouri government is headed towards, I hate to say the word consolidation, but we were talking about it, you know, before we got on. And I think that is one way that they are looking, even though they're not speaking that word, that's where we're headed. But I think that is one of their goals, private and charters, to make them the priority. The voucher system, which I don't know if people really understand the voucher system, but that's pretty much where your taxes, you select where your taxes go. And so people who pay for private schools right now, their taxes go to pay for those private schools of their choice, you know, and not public schools.
Yeah, if they were to do the vouchers.
If they were to do the vouchers, right. Yes. Yeah.
And if you didn't have kids, then what happens?
Yours
still go to the school district in which you live.
It depends. Well, you know, with what
or where you would pick.
Which one you would pick or yeah, there's they have had bills ever since 2020. The bills have been in and every year we think they're going to pass, just like open enrollment. Every year we think they're going to pass. And something will come up at the end and they can't agree up there and so it kind of falls. But I'm not sure that's going to happen this year.
Okay. So. And boy, it seemed pretty where does superintendent stand on, I know you want to get to the other thing first, but on open enrollment, where does superintendent stand on that?
You know, I think every school district's different. Mm-hmm. I say this carefully, open enrollment doesn't worry me because, with all the bills that's come through with open enrollment, the school district has a choice on how many kids they can allow in.
Okay.
And if they was to put a bill through that wouldn't have a cutoff point that we could choose, then I'd have a problem with it. But all the bills that have been proposed have a cutoff point.
Right.
That where, you know, if you say that your cutoff point is you can only have 80 kids in the fourth grade, then once you reach that 80, it doesn't matter how many kids apply, they're not coming.
Right.
You have to have room. You have to have, you know, educators, which finding educators, you know, there's been a problem since COVID.
Yeah.
And finding quality educators has been a problem since COVID. And, you know, so there, as long as they keep some requirements on it where the school district, where there's still local control, I'm okay with it. That is not what you're going to hear, you know, from a lot of administrators. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. But the issue that you really want to talk about today is.
Yes. So, okay. Trying to find a way to bring some revenue in without raising taxes, because that's the one thing that we want to stay away from. There are 63 schools in the state of Missouri still out of the 556, I think, schools that are still at an operating tax levy of 275, which is the state minimum. They're all in Southwest Missouri. We're one of those schools in Southwest Missouri. We do have a bond issue where we built onto the high school. Mm-hmm. So we do have a bond issue. And this last year, that debt service was 0.8958. When we passed it, it was 0.9202. But we have it down to that amount now. So, but our operating, which is what we pay teachers, what we operate the whole school district on, is at 275. So my concerns are with the, in, you know, with the revenues at the state, what they're looking like is trying to find some revenues locally that we can do. Well, there's really only one thing that we could do, and that is for us to start our own virtual school. And when I say a virtual school, it's not for our students at Thayer. The state of Missouri has what's called MOCAP, and that is the virtual schools for the whole state of Missouri, that any kid in the state of Missouri can go to those schools. And there, right now, there's 9 different schools on there that they can choose to go to virtually. And we can talk about it. You know, a St. Louis kid going to one, they can go to one clear across the state. So, and here's the advantage to that. And I am not a virtual school proponent. So that, let me throw that out there first thing. I am not for it. But in trying to find revenue without raising taxes, I'll take a chance. And so that's what we're doing. So we will have a virtual school next year through Thayer, Missouri, that we will open up in August. And like I said, it will be open to kids across the state that will bring in revenue for our Thayer brick and mortar school.
All right, so you actually count them as part of your student body.
We do. And what's kind of crazy about the way that the state of Missouri works is that those kiddos, when we get the revenue in from the state on them, like our brick and mortar kids, our kids that go to school up there, they, before we get our payment to the state, and the way that our payments are broke down, most of our funding for Thayer School comes from the state of Missouri. It's not local dollars. It's the state. And so those dollars come to us. But before they come to us, money is taken out of them, like local taxes, local revenues are taken out of that funding before it hits us. With virtual school kids, we're paid the full amount from the state on those kids.
Really?
Yes. It's kind of crazy the way that the money works. But it will bring in one virtual kid. And like I said, this kid could be from anywhere in the state of Missouri, but they're taking classes with us virtually. But we will get paid the full ADA is what we're paid on for that kid. Whereas a kid sitting in our regular classrooms there at Thayer, we will get about 75% of that kid.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's, you know, but it's a loophole, and I hope it's a loophole they don't figure out, since, you know, hopefully we can take advantage of it. But it's the one way, Mike, that I could figure out that we could bring revenue in without raising taxes.
Okay, so how much money are you talking about?
Okay, well, and going down...
Maybe just ballpark
figure. Okay, just a ballpark figure. Okay, so we, for example... and the other thing is we are hosting this. So the other 9 schools in the state with MOCAP, most of those are ran by corporations. They're not ran by the school districts. Now, Springfield School District has Launch. It is ran by their school district. Grandview has they are really the original virtual school, and they're ran by their school district. But a lot of these other school districts aren't. Eminence started one this last year. Eminence was ran by a corporation, or is ran by a corporation, I should say. They're still in existence. They're not ran by the school district. And ours will be ran by the school district. And that makes a lot of difference, because when you're dealing with the school district, I mean, we still have ethics. You know, if a kid's not doing their work online, they're going to be kicked out. Whereas a corporation, they may be looking at the bottom dollar with the money.
Sure.
You know, they may move kids on. I'm not doing that. You know, kids going to have to earn it. It's not going to happen, you know.
It's going to be like they're in the classroom.
That's exactly
right.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're not going to give away diplomas. That's not happening.
Right.
But so Eminence, their goal when they started out was around 350 kids, okay, their first year. They had over 1,000 apply.
No kidding.
No kidding, yeah. With the majority of them coming around the St. Louis area, I think. So my estimate is going to be around 350. So we get paid monthly from the state. So our estimates on that, if we end up getting around 350 kids, will roughly be around $320,000 a month.
Per month?
Per month.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you see
so
why?
So we're talking about substantial numbers.
We're talking substantial money. We're talking a lot more money than we can ever bring in a brick and mortar school. So, I mean, but yeah, do you see why venturing down this this new avenue here. But it's not been an easy task, because when you go on the state of Missouri website, it doesn't show you how to start this process.
Sure.
And it has been, I'm fortunate enough to been in this business 28 years. So I have a fellow superintendent that's retired that has been down this business of starting one and would not have ventured into this without his help. Okay. So
we met him at the town hall, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And so, Mr. Cook is helping us go down this avenue. And, I'm trying to find, I foresee it coming that we're going to have to find some other ways to bring revenue in without raising taxes, because taxes, I don't know what's going to happen with taxes, but our right. county, our school district, we can't handle any more taxes. And I know that.
Yeah. Now how will kids find out about, hey, I could be doing the curriculum that Thayer does?
So
I
mean, how do they find out about social media?
Okay.
And then we will be listed. We will be like the 10th school on the MOCAP when they go to the DESE website to look into the virtual education. Virtual education is very popular in the suburban and metro area, especially the metro areas.
Yeah, well, and part of the reason is because some of those kids live in one community and they're bused all the way across the city to another school.
Absolutely.
And they ride a bus for, an hour and a half in the morning.
Absolutely,
or
yeah. And, and for whatever reason, parents have made choices, especially since COVID, to do a homeschool situation. And sure. with a homeschool situation, they could choose to go virtual.
Wow. All right. So that brings up another question.
Uh-huh.
I'm the sports guy. And last year, Misha decided that kids at homeschool can play sports at the school that mm-hmm. is in their district where they live.
Yes.
Would those kids then become eligible to play sports?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Do you have to think now my other question is, do you have to count the virtual kids in your enrollment?
No. No. The virtual kids will not be counted like in our rankings with Misha and with our sports rankings. No, those kids will not count.
Will not count. Okay.
Now the one thing that will eventually happen after a 3 year 3 years of doing this, those kids will count in like our APR and our annual performance rate with our testing stuff with the school okay. districts or with the state.
Okay.
But they will count with that, but they will never count on our numbers.
All right. But the income will be substantial.
If they keep it the way that the formula is written now, if they keep it that way, it will be substantial. Yes. Now, I will throw this out there. I'm doing this to try to keep from, bringing any more taxes in to the school district. But one of the things that Governor Kehoe is throwing out there is that he is threatening to pay more for students for the state aid, or not more, but to keep it the way it is for those school districts that are above 275. Like I think he said around 320 or 325. Like he's going to hold money back if school districts don't raise
really?
their operating tax levy. Yes. That's one of the things that he's throwing out there to try to make school districts trying to make school districts raise their operating tax levies. So, he's talking out of this side that he's going to cut income tax, going to do all this, but then he's going to force those of us at the 2.75 operating tax to try to increase ours at the local level.
Yeah. To help make up the difference.
To help make up the difference, yeah. Or he's going to hold money from us. So
wow.
Now that's not come to fruition, but that's one of the threats that he's making. I'm trying to find some ways to find some other revenues.
Sure.
So that we don't have to go down that.
All right, so if people have questions about this, I'm sure your door is open.
Always open, yep.
Yes.
Always open.
I'm sure there are people that will have concerns or want to support it. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, it's what I know from the town hall meeting and what you talked about today, I think this is a tremendous opportunity.
Well, I just want to clarify that it is not for our Thayer kids. This
right.
is, our Thayer kids, I mean, we want them in their seats. We want to be seeing them face to face and teaching them every day, and loving on them. This is for kids across the state of Missouri. And, that we can give them an education virtually and be that host school.
Wow. It's pretty amazing. I mean, when you stop and think about it. Now, would those kids just throw this out there, mm-hmm. and there may not be an answer to it yet, but if they get to where they are graduating, Will they come and participate in the Thayer graduation?
So we've talked about that. We would have a separate graduation.
Really?
We would have
just for the virtual kids.
We would have a separate graduation for our virtual kids. Yes, we would.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, we want them to still have a normal education as much as possible. And like I said, people choose to go virtual. Parents choose for their kids to go virtual for numerous reasons. Yeah. And
and you mentioned it, for the families that want to do homeschooling, mm-hmm. this is a way, instead of having to go out and purchase all the homeschooling materials, sign them up on the virtual
Absolutely.
School.
Yeah.
If they want. Now, will the curriculum be dictated by the state, or will it be the same curriculum that the kids at Thayer are studying?
So the curriculum is dictated by the state.
Okay.
So there will be, you have to have fully certified Missouri teachers over the classes. And then the curriculum, so right now, the process where we're at right now is we are actually creating the units and the syllabi and everything. We have to then take those units, take that curriculum, we have to submit it to the state of Missouri per class. So like I'm talking about, if you have a kindergarten kid, that kindergarten's schedule is broken into 7 hours, okay? So seven different courses. So mm-hmm. each of those seven courses, we have to create that curriculum, and then we submit that each course to the state of Missouri. They have to approve it before we can even offer it. So we're in that process right now of creating the curriculum for it.
Wow. And while you're doing all that, the entire internet system went down.
Oh, yes. We've had a week of it at school. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, anything else you want to mention about this or say about this?
Well, I want to mention the 2nd of April, that Thursday.
Yep.
We have a town hall meeting, and we're hosting the town hall meeting at Thayer School. And we're also going to have a meet the board candidate night that night. So I know that there's going to be going over the ballot issues. The town hall, city hall is going to be going over ballot issues. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the board members that are running for office. We're going to have them there to speak and be able to ask questions. So,
all right. So yeah. Big night.
Big night.
Thursday, April 2nd.
Yes. Right. Come on out.
Ms. Woods, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Mike.
And kind of, you know, letting people know about this, because I think there are people that are listening right now kind of scratching their heads going, is this a good idea or not? And I think that if they stop and think about it, they're going to say, yeah, it is.
I'm going to tell you, I've had to really swallow my pride a little bit, because I am not a virtual. I mean, I just think kids need to be in front of a teacher.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, that teacher.
I think they need being in a classroom next to another student.
Yeah, I do too. Socially, I went to Beta. We just got back from Beta Convention. We had State Beta mm-hmm. Convention at Branson this last weekend. And I'm just being around the kids and them being around each other, that you can't take that socialization away. And in the day and the age of the phone, where so many of them have their faces stuck in those phones,
the phone
and they can't communicate with each other. I mean, I have my own personal beliefs on the virtual, but I also trying to find some revenue to bring into our school district, to keep from having to raise taxes and to keep preserve us from whatever's going to come down from the state, I'm willing to take a chance.
All right. Very cool. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
And I know you had to get up extra early this morning and start your day, so we appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Tanya Wood, superintendent of the Thayer School District.